I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. In an ideal world, Muammar Gaddafi would have gone on trial. Instead, a mob beat the Libyan dictator to death when they found him nearly 4 years ago. One of the strongman victims of the anger that swept across the Arab world in 2011. Today, though, a verdict in a case involving a Gaddafi, Muammar's son, Saif al-Islam. Saif al-Islam was his father's heir apparent, and today a court in Tripoli sentenced him to death for war crimes committed during the revolution. Journalist Marine Olivezi covered the revolution and has continued to travel to Libya as recently as just last month. She joins me now from Istanbul. So, Marine, what did Saif al-Islam Gaddafi do to get himself sentenced to death?
Well, he's accused of helping his father try and quash the uprising in 2011, including recruiting mercenaries, attacking civilian targets, and shooting into crowds of protesters. He was also convicted of incitement to murder and rape. Basically, he engaged in the same threatening behavior, repression tactics, and the same theatrics as well as his father. I recall one chilling moment just 2 days after rebel fighters entered Tripoli in August 2011, when Saif al-Islam, whom everyone thought had been captured by opposition forces, showed up a free man in the middle of the night on the streets of Tripoli, surrounded by a few journalists. And the scene was live on TV across Libya. He was parading around to show journalists and Libyans that Tripoli had not fallen and that his father and himself were safe. It was a stunt that created a lot of confusion and panic, which is probably exactly what he wanted, because people thought he had been arrested and that most of Tripoli was under opposition control. And clearly, they were wrong on both counts. He then slipped under the radar, and next we heard of him was a month after Gaddafi's death, when he was captured in southern Libya. He was apparently trying to escape the country disguised as a Bedouin.
Right. So, interestingly, Saif al-Islam al-Gaddafi was not actually in the courtroom for this verdict, nor was he in the court for any of the trial. Where has he been?
Well, he's believed to be in and around Zintan because the militia that captured Saif al-Islam in November 2011 is from that town of the western in the western mountains of Libya called Zintan. And the militia has ever since refused to let go of him. At first, the Zintanis saw Saif al-Islam as the ultimate bargaining chip in the transition process. But then, since last summer, the situation has become even more chaotic. When the same tribe that's been holding Saif al-Islam was forced out of Tripoli, and a coalition of militias from another town, the town of Misrata, took over the capital and declared their own government, which the town of Zintan and the international community does not recognize. So today, Saif is condemned to death. He's been ordered to face a firing squad, but it's highly unlikely that he would be handed over now when Libya is split between two governments.
And he was able to speak at his trial. Explain how that worked, because it's kind of surreal.
Yes, well, he appeared in only three sessions through a video link that was set up in Tripoli. So he was virtually present during only a fraction of his trial. But obviously, that's something a lot of human rights group and the International Criminal Court pointed out as flaws in the trial, because it did not allow Saif al-Islam to be present during the whole course of it. And also, his access to a lawyer have been very difficult over the years, obviously, since he's been held in the mountains, so far away from Tripoli and from the courts.
So given all the disorder in the capital, Tripoli, and all over Libya, who there has actually been following this trial?
Well, that's the thing. A lot of Libyans at this point really haven't because they are so embroiled in the current conflicts tearing the country apart that the fate of the Gaddafis, whether other sons or daughters who have been in exile since 2011 in Algeria or elsewhere, or those who have been in jail since, have really not been at the center of the conversation at this point.
Marine, as you said, there are some concerns over human rights with this trial, how independent and fair judges can actually be right now in Libya. Anyone in Libya share those concerns?
Yes, well, because there are two governments, two parliaments at this point, and so that many court system in East and West Libya, it's been very difficult to understand who has jurisdiction over whom. And a lot of prisoners are also jailed in detention centers that are only supervised by the local authorities or local militias that are in control of the place. So if anything, the case of Saif really illustrates the problems in the justice system post-Gaddafi at this point in Libya.
That's reporter and longtime Libya watcher Marine Olivezi.